Blog Talk Radio.
The Valley McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Pay off your loan in just 7 years with DuPage Credit Union. Special 2.9% APR, 7-year fixed rate mortgage. This is a limited time offer, folks, so act now. While rates are still low, apply at DuPageCU.com to lock in the special rate. That's DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by JW Rural Landscape Services. Ask for Jim. Tell him Dolly sent you. And also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put the special in special events. Stiefel Nicholas, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Times Naperville, Sullivan's Steakhouse, Body Brown Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, our new sponsor. We want to welcome them along. And another new sponsor, Naper Settlement, right in the heart of downtown Naperville. And finally, the Naperville Trolley.
Wow.
Ding, ding.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Ooh, I just cut him off when he screamed. That's my producer. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it. It airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. We're now an hour show, sometimes 2 hours, depends on my mood, or depends on how many guests we have. Sometimes we get overbooked and we just keep talking. And that's what we're going to be doing today. We got a lot of great guests, so I want to thank you all for tuning in to the good show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy, and every week, as you know, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And we're sure to have some good laughs. I got my friend Jim Peterick coming on. He's going to be talking to us about Naperville Independent Film Festival, what he's up to these days. We're going to just talk to him in just a few minutes, but first, I welcome your calls, so give me a call and tell me your thoughts. You can call in and ask Jim a question or anything funny you want to add. You know, we're all ears. We like to laugh on this show. The number to call is 347-945-7215. That number again is 347-945-7215. And Beth tells me we are going to be giving away tickets this week for this weekend's Oktoberfest. As I mentioned earlier on the top of the show, one of my newest sponsors is Naper Settlement. That's right in the heart of downtown Naperville. They're having their annual festival, Oktoberfest, this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. I'm going to be out there. We are proud sponsors of Naper Settlement, and they are a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. So we have quite a few tickets to give away for Friday and Saturday night, so you want to call in and get your chance to win some tickets for that. There are going to be lots of German beer, Wiener Schnitzel, and pretzels, and Oompa bands, lots of good times. So call in for your chance to win. If you miss it, just come on out. Come on out Friday and Saturday night. I will be there and say hello. I would love to meet you. A couple other things going on the following Saturday, not to confuse you with Naper Settlement's Oktoberfest, but there's another Oktoberfest happening, and this one is put out by local Naperville, and there, it's a benefit to support Loaves and Fishes and Naperville Cares, two amazing charities in Naperville. So this event is next Saturday, October 12th. So this Saturday, you got to get to Naper Settlement, and next Saturday, continue the Oktoberfest festivities on the 12th, and that one will be held at the Crosstown Pub and Eatery on Ogden Avenue. There's advance tickets for $5 at the door. It's $7. Admission for kids 16 and under is free. And the Loaves and Fishes and Naperville Cares will benefit from that. So come on out. I'm going to be there. They're going to be doing some karaoke that night. And you know me. I love karaoke. Maybe I'll sing some of Jim Peterick songs. You know I love that song, Hold On Loosely. So we might do some of that. Maybe I could raise some money off of that one. Well, I'll definitely get some laughs. One more quick announcement about some great events. Actually, two more, I should say. Soups On is coming on. That's the Rotary Club of Naperville, their big event every year. They host Soups On, and it's a fundraiser to raise funds to benefit four local charities whose mission is to focus on ending hunger and homelessness. Loaves and Fishes, Community Pantry of Naperville, Hesed House of Aurora, and DuPage Pads of Wheaton, and the Rotary Club of Naperville's Community and International Projects. This is going to be held, Soups on Sunday, October 20th, from 11:30 until 4:30 at Naperville Central High School. I'm going to be popping in there a little bit, so if you want to go, make sure you come and look for me. I want to say hi to you. I love seeing all of my listeners out and about, and I appreciate you guys coming to support all these causes that we talk about on this show. Finally, Toys for Tots. We are a sponsor for that as well. I'll be emceeing this event. Just it's a little early, but you never can start the holiday festivities too early, or at least plan for them anyway. Toys for Tots, the big Toys for Tots gala will be on Friday, November 1st, from 8 to midnight at the Hilton Lyle in Naperville. And that's sure to be an amazing event. And you can get advance tickets. You can register before October 21st. They've extended the deadline for my listeners, and it's only $75. But if you go and buy a ticket at the door, it's $90. So good incentive to get your ticket early. Round up the friends, the girlfriends, the boyfriend, the husband, the wife, whatever. Just get there, and you're going to get hors d'oeuvres. There's an open bar, a dessert buffet. Jeez, forget the open bar. There's a dessert buffet, and there's a DJ, and you know we're going to be dancing. So check out toysfortotsgala.eventbrite.com, or you can always go just to my Facebook page, and there's all the information there as well. Every child deserves a little Christmas. Let's make this Christmas the best yet and support the mission of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to assist those U.S. Marines that are doing all they can to help those economically disadvantaged children at Christmas time. Thanks so much for listening to all my PSAs this morning. And we're moving along because we have a very special guest on. I was going to mention really quickly, though, you know, this morning I got up very, very early to join my good friend Gloria Bunce. She is the executive director of CASA, Kane County. And this next guest is a big supporter of CASA Kane County. In fact, I met Jim at several CASA events in the last year and a half, and I never tire of hearing his voice, his music. It just will live on and on and on. And, you know, CASA Kane County is, for those of you that are not familiar, it's a court-appointed special advocate association, a group that basically, in a nutshell, celebrating 25 years. It's a child advocacy group in Kane County. There's CASA DuPage County. There's various CASA groups, but I'm involved with CASA Kane County. And there's this morning there was a breakfast. It was called the Superheroes Breakfast. And there were lots of volunteers. There were donors, supporters. In fact, the co-founder of CASA Kane County, Doris Hunt, I had the great honor of sitting next to her this morning. And they just do so much advocacy for children that have been abused or neglected through the court system. So my hat's off to Doris Hunt, who started this, and for Gloria Bunce, who continues the legacy of CASA Kane County. And my guest today, Jim Peterick, he's a huge supporter of CASA Kane County. And Jim, are you there? Good morning, Jim.
I am there, Dolly. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks so much for being on the Dolly McCarthy Show this morning, Jim. We missed you last week, but we're glad we got you this week.
My pleasure. Yeah, I was on the road and with the Ides and having a blast. We did West Springfield. It's a fair, very famous fair called the Big E. And, you know, they had the Beach Boys were the finale, but we played 4 days in a row, two shows a day. Just, man, what a great – it was great getting to the East Coast because the Ides are, you know, such a Midwestern thing. And then yeah. We went to B.B. King's and played that club. And it's just this fresh energy of new people, and it was really a gas.
A gas. Listen to you. My dad used to say that all the time. I haven't heard that expression in a long time. And, Jim, you're not that old, but, you know, Jim Peterick, Jim, you've been Ides of March. Was that the first band that you started with? Was that the first one? Your resume is so long. Let's go through this.
Well,
let's
clarify. Actually, the Ides was my first band, but initially we were called the Shondells. And then Tommy James and the Shondells came along a week before our record was supposed to be released, and we go, oh boy, we got to change our name. And we were all in high school reading Julius Caesar, and Bob said, hey, look at this, Beware the Ides of March. And we became the Ides of March, and we put our first hit record out in 1966 called You Wouldn't Listen on the Parrot label, and we never looked back.
You certainly have it, and there's no stopping you. Even today, you are everywhere. How do you keep up, Jim? How do you keep up, Jim? Where do you get the energy, really?
Well, I always say the music gives me the energy. It's the passion for what I do. I feel like one lucky guy. I think anybody that can make a living out of what they love, like yourself, Dolly, is a lucky person. You know, I never take that for granted. So I'm up there on stage, and I'm going, I am one lucky guy, and it gives me energy. Plus, I mean, you gotta stay healthy, you gotta eat right, you gotta exercise. I mean, I'll be 63 on November 11th, and I feel great. So I'm blessed.
Wow. No way, 63. You know, folks, I have seen Jim perform many times in the last year and a half. Jim, we were at the Mooncox Christmas Gala for CASA. CASA's gala auction in March. Where else? Oh, Naperville Independent Film Festival, which, by the way, Jim, you won Best Video this year. Congratulations to that.
Oh, that was a great event, Dolly, and it was nice seeing you there. I've done multiple videos over the last 3 years with artists that I work with. Lisa McLowry, of course, she had a video up for, Judgment called Come Dancing, which I wrote and produced that song. But the common denominator is a guy named Greg Bizarro, who is an amazing video director. And he directed and filmed the song that won the video contest. It's called Delusional. And it's by my group, Pride of Lions. When I left Survivor, I did many things, to kind of stay current and stay in the game. And one of them is I created a rock band called Pride of Lions, which features my singing and Toby Hitchcock, a great singer from Valparaiso, Indiana, that I discovered. Anyway, we ended up signing with Frontiers Records in Italy, and Delusional became the single from our latest album. And it's really about a young person or anybody really living their dream and not being discouraged by the naysayers. And this video won the contest, and we're thrilled.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see it, but the clip that I did see, I was really impressed with that. Can we watch it on YouTube? Can I search for it on YouTube and see the video?
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. Or go on my page. This is even better, jimpeterick.com. That'll take you to my Facebook page, and that will take you to the Jim Peterick video channel. And there's all things, that I've been involved with, Pride of Lions, Survivor, Life Force, on and on and on. It's a good channel.
Yeah.
Ides of March. Mm-hmm.
So many bands you've been a part of. Now there's a song that's out. It's called Roar by Katy Perry. It's one of my favorite songs. And one of the reasons why I love it so much is because, you may not know this, Jim, but on my workout mix on my iPod, I have Eye of the Tiger on there from Rocky. I think it was Rocky 3 that you did. And then it's so motivational. So I'm out there on my treadmill throwing swings at everybody. But when I heard this Katy Perry Roar song, and she's talking about, I got the eye of the tiger, and she just roars it out. And it just, what do you think about when artists come up with, take your lyrics and put them in their own song? What did you think about that one?
Well,
did you talk to Katy Perry about that?
I had to think about that. My initial reaction was, this is cool. And I really, that's my final reaction too, because it really points the finger at our song in a good way. It brings that phrase even to a younger audience, and they want to find the original song. So far, it's been nothing but positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's a good way of looking at it, Enough said there. What do you got coming up, Jim? Where do we see you?
Well, Well, you know, a bunch of things. November 2nd, we're at the Western Springs Theater for an unplugged show, an intimate evening with the Ides of March. It's going to be good. It's going to be feature a lot of our harmonies and a lot of songs that we haven't played in a long time. I just think it's a great little theater. I played there last year as a solo, and Lisa has done the room, and it's acoustically very, very good. So that's November 2nd. I'm skipping a lot of out-of-town things, but there are some other gigs in Ohio and stuff like that. But on the 7th of December, that's our Christmas show. And if anyone's – this will be our 8th year in a row doing a Christmas show. This year it's at the Arcata in downtown St. Charles. It's a great, great old theater, great acoustics.
Yes.
And everybody who's seen the Ides Christmas show just loves it, and we can't wait.
Well, I am definitely going to be at that one, that's for sure. I love seeing you, Jim, really do. You just are amazing to watch, and the energy you exude from your shows and the music, you know? You know I love it. You know,
thank you.
I told you I love it. Hold On Loosely. You know that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I was listening. I want to hear you do it at karaoke, Dolly.
All right. Maybe we'll put a YouTube out there.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Maybe I'll just send it to you privately.
Either way.
I used to sing in a band. Not many. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Well, you know, the thing that runs through my music, Dolly, is positivity. You know, I'm not one for doom and gloom. I don't mind a bittersweet mood on a song. But overall, you know, if I close a door, I open a window. And it's just like, I want to make people feel good, and that's my goal with my music.
Mm-hmm. And you do. When I watch you, you're always smiling up there. You're just having a great time, and that's what matters the most. That you're having a great time, what you do, and it just rubs off on everybody else in the room, and it's a great, great time. You do private events too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's always a gas because I like to meet just about everybody in the room. And, you know, I go out with my guitar, and I'll even serenade a couple just right in front of them just because they want to hear a particular song. You know, it's very loose when I do those things. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jim, I have to tell you the story. When this was before I knew you. We're just recent friends now. But back in the 80s, my brother Peter, now, you don't have to be nice and pretend like you know him, but this just goes to show what you're like, what you just said, how you like to get to know everybody in the room. And that's how you were at the Naperville Independent Film Festival closing ceremonies. I saw you going around the room, and you really took your time talking to everybody, and you genuinely were interested in them. But back in the 80s, I remember my brother coming home. He's my older brother. He lives in Florida now. They're fans of yours. They have been for years. He comes home. He says, yeah, I'm friends with the guy that's saying I have the tiger from Survivor. And I just remember, I don't know how old I was, maybe 12, 13. I was like, wow, that is so cool, Jim Petering.
Yeah.
And I always remember that. That was, I didn't know you were from this area. You're from some southwest suburb, right? Where are you from? Morton Grove?
The whole Ides of March are from Berwyn. Berwyn, a wonderful bungalow town. We all went to Morton West High School, and we always say at the first number, we're the Ides of March from Berwyn. We don't say Chicago because we're proud of Berwyn.
I love it. Oh, I love it. And I grew up on the Northwest Side, so Berwyn, my sister used to live there, so we have a connection there. That's where I grew up with Morton, because Morton High School. A lot of people, when I posted that you were going to be on the show, a lot of your high school friends mentioned, I went to school with him.
Well, you know, we got a street name for us for the Ides of March 3 years ago. The town of Berwyn granted us Ides of March Way, which is home avenue that runs from Riverside Drive to Cermak Road, right in front of Morton West High School. That's now Ides of March Way, and what a thrill.
That is. Oh, that's fantastic. All right, when you're driving through Berwyn, people, drive down Ides of March Way. Honk your horn for Jim. Well, Jim, it was great to talk to you. Congratulations on winning your recent award, Best Music Video from the Naperville Independent Film Festival, which, boy, that group is really growing.
Oh, it's amazing. This was probably the you know, the best fest yet, and the quality of films, and it was just a terrific event.
Yeah, it was. It was great to see you there. Thanks for stopping by on the show, Jim, and I will see you definitely in December, but I hope I'll run into you. Maybe we'll see you at karaoke one of these days.
Oh, absolutely. And Donnie, I wanted to thank you for all you do for the local, you know, people and the businesses, and you're such an advocate of this area and a real, real great role model as well.
Oh, well, thank you, Jim, and likewise to you. Same with you.
Thanks
for all you do for all the not-for-profits, especially CASA. You're very involved with CASA, and I know they just we just love dancing the music and all those special performances you give for them. So thank you, Jim, for everything. Come
great
back
call.
On.
Thank you, Dolly.
Will you come back on the show?
Absolutely.
And maybe
just let me know.
Maybe we'll have you singing next time, or you want to sing a little bit this morning, or is it too early?
I'll just give you a sign-off, okay? You ready? Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
All right. We love Jim Peterick. Thank you, Jim.
See ya.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
I love that man, Jim Peterick. Isn't he the best? He's the nicest guy, too. Biggest heart, too. Jim Peterick. Gotta love him. He is the eye of the tiger. All right, now we're going to move on to my buddy's on the phone, James Dutton. James Dutton from Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic today. You're up early. I know you dance till the wee hours of the morning with your clients. What's your last lesson usually, Jim? James, when's your last lesson, usually?
I teach tonight until 11:30.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. How do you keep up with the energy?
Well, I have people like you. Keep me going.
We keep you laughing and moving and grooving. And
We're going to have to do a triple. We're going to have to do a swing, Dolly, to that song from Ides of March.
Dun-na-dun-dun-na.
Yeah, that's a great swing.
Yeah. Jim Peterick, he's a riot, isn't he? Maybe we'll have him over at Arthur Murray. We're going to get him over to Arthur Murray and play a concert. You got such a huge dance hall in Oak Brook and in Naperville. And James, I was telling everybody on Facebook that I just started taking dance lessons again. And why don't you tell everybody how I did? We had our first lesson.
You're back.
2 years.
You're back on the floor. Yeah. I'm here. We wiped the we wiped the dust off your dance shoes. So that's good. We got you going again. And we didn't
pretty
fall
dusty.
Down. We didn't fall down
though.
One. You almost slipped.
You got bruises all over your arm from me grabbing your arm really hard. I know I was doing that. But Jim, I have to say, Jim, you make dancing so easy. When I'm dancing with Jim, I feel like, yeah, I can do this. Yeah, this is a piece of cake. Then when I'm out there and I try to dance on my own, forget about it. And I don't remember the moves. James is such a great leader. I keep trying to call you Jim. Mr. Jim Peter.
I know.
James is a great leader. You are an amazing, you're an award-winning dancer. And your wife, Kelly, you guys just got married. And you guys are both award-winning dancers, so congratulations on that. And we had you on the show a couple weeks ago, so we won't go into that whole story again. But he is now married, ladies, off the market.
Off the market. Yeah, no, you did a great job. You got back out there on the floor. You kicked it off pretty good. So this is going to be the start of a fun little endeavor for us, huh?
Or you might just kill me.
I might just kill you, one of the two. Yeah.
You went easy on me Monday night. Went very easy on me. It was a piece of cake.
How did you enjoy it, getting back out there?
I loved it. Well, I loved it. And I loved the music, and I loved how you had so much room, and we just kind of went all over the dance floor. And I just, dancing makes me feel good. And, I mean, we talked about training for something, but even if I wasn't training for something, it's so much fun to be dancing again. It really is. And if you've never done it before, James is certainly the one to be dancing with because he makes you feel like you're a professional. He really does. You're amazing.
Well, thanks. Well, this time you're back in it for reasons, not for an agenda, you know, which is good. That way you can just learn all the dances and not just learn the one routine.
Yeah, 2 years ago we were in Dancing with the Celebrities in Naperville, and it was, we had like 2.5 months to learn a routine. And so just get the moves, get the steps down, Dolly, and let's go. And now I feel like, yeah, we're just taking our time. And, you know, how many instructors do you have over at the Naperville location now?
We actually have 5 instructors from each one of the locations that we're teaching out of. They're teaching like crazy. You probably saw Mondays are we have half the staff, but even on Monday you came in and we were teaching. There's a bunch of us on the floor teaching. So, there's 5 of us over there in each location, and we're going really strong, really good dancers, really good teachers. So we're excited about where it's going. We're contemplating a third school soon. How that goes.
Yeah, third location. This ballroom dancing, ever since the Dancing with the Stars on TV, have you seen it just grow and grow and grow, or has it always gradually just been going in that direction?
Yeah, there's definitely been an influx in interest in it. It's such a good hobby, such good reality TV rather than, you know, watching some of these silly shows, nothing, but it's good for getting back to your body too, you know.
Well, we had Naperville's own Evan Lysacek in Dancing with the Stars, and he was, many of you may recall, Evan Lysacek, Olympic gold medalist winner. What year?
Yeah,
was
he
that?
Did really good on the show.
And he was fantastic. And that motivated me watching him. I thought, wow, he's having a great time. And he has fun I want to do. So definitely if you're looking for something fun and different to do, you want to keep your mind fresh, prevent Alzheimer's, because you're learning things. They say
it does
learning
prevent
something
that,
new
yeah.
is, you know, try out dancing. Now, when do you offer lessons, James, at your
We have our lessons. We have our lessons every day of the week except for Sunday, until from 1 in the afternoon until 10 p.m. at night usually. But like I said, I teach a lot after that. But don't think it's just for I think sometimes people think that it's just for single people in life who are learning for a specific event. But we get lots of wedding couples and couples who are just looking to rekindle the flame, I guess you can say, to get back out there on the floor. So it's not only about competitive ballroom dancing, it's about social and having a good time. So good exercise, stuff like that. We have a student in one of our north suburb schools up in Glenview that had lost over 100 pounds and changed. The only thing she changed was dancing. So that was really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I felt it in my legs the next day. That's for sure.
That's good.
He kept telling me, point your leg. And it's all about just moving those hips, you know. Okay, James, all right.
So it's great exercise.
Well,
it's great for
it's
great for couples. It's great for their relationship and rekindling things. It's, you know, so we have a lot of, you know, a lot of times, like I said, people think they walk into a ballroom and they see, you know, they just see the glitz and glamour side of tuxedos and rhinestones. Although that's fun, there's a lot of couples who just come in and want to, you know, get ready for a wedding coming up or go out dancing on the weekend or something like that. So, yeah, so it's really cool. That's a lot.
Yeah, I saw a married couple there on Monday night, and they just were having a great time together. What a great thing to do. Instead of going to dinner or a movie, the usual thing, why not take a dance lesson together? And he said he didn't want to do it, but then she dragged him in there, and now he loves it. So you just never know when you're going to like it, if you're going to like it, until you try it.
Yeah, we have couples that walk in the door, and the guy's kicking and screaming when he walks in the door. It's like lima beans to him. But by the time he leaves, he's the one who wants to do it more than she does. So it's kind of cool to see that transition.
Yeah. Now, James, this is something I don't know about you too much. Tell me, you're a Mirrorball Trophy winner, like three times over, and then from me, not just, you know, that includes the one we won, right? Or are there more? There's more.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, when did you get started in dance? How old were you?
You know, funny enough, I'm actually a machinist by trade. I started when I was 21 years old, never danced at all before in my life, and got into it. For me, I really like the swing music, and got into it because I wanted to pick up chicks, I always tell people, and I got one. I got a chick out of it, and that was almost 15, or right around 15 years ago, and now we travel all over the world and compete and do shows, and we never dreamed, we have a couple of schools, we never dreamed that we'd be professional dancers by any respect. Start when they're really, really young, but we started when we were older, and just took off with it, and it's been a blast. It's been quite a ride. Then I get to meet
it
people.
You're too sweet. It's so amazing watching you and Kelly dance. It really is. It's like watching your love affair unfold on the dance floor. It's really beautiful.
Oh.
And one of the cool things about your studio is that you do allow your students to compete. You know, you don't have to be a professional dancer to be able to compete. And then you can become a professional dancer, you know.
Yes.
There's so many possibilities there. But most importantly, James, you do make dancing so much fun. Great exercise. I'm having a ball. And I don't know where this is going to take us, but I'm having a great time with it. And like I said, I can't say enough good things about you, really. I just love dancing with you. You just make it so easy and fun, and you're so talented. And your staff, they are hilarious. If I walked in on Monday, where have you been? It's been 2 years since I've been dancing. They're cracking me up. So where can people go? Let's tell them your website and information about your dance halls so that people can go and check it out and come on over and try a lesson or two.
Well, they can go onto our website and get a complimentary private lesson with one of the instructors. They can just go to the website, NapervilleArthurMurray.com. And they can go on there and kind of check out what we have to offer in the school. But they can just swing on by. We have the two locations, the one in Naperville, the other one in Oakbrook. They can access it through the same website. And just come on by. We have Friday night parties. We just had a huge guest party on this past Friday where we had almost 200 people there in wine and hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have another one in our Oakbrook location in October on the 27th, I believe, Friday the 27th or the 25th, whatever that Friday is. And we'll have a couple hundred people there, and we'll do demonstrations and stuff. It's a blast, so they can come out and try it out, and they get a complimentary lesson for coming in. And if they saw us on the Dolly McCarthy show, maybe I'll throw in something else.
Maybe. I wonder what it is. A chance to dance in Dolly shoes. I don't know.
There you go. We could do something. We can do something where we do dancing on the trolley with Dolly. There you go.
There we go. We had an event in August. Remember that one? Rocking on the trolley with Dolly. Maybe we'll do dancing on the trolley. That's a great idea, James.
There you go.
That's a good idea. Well, that sounds like a blast. Thanks so much for being on the show today, and I'm proud to have you guys now as a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. James and I are dancing again, and you can dance with James, too. I'm not going to hog him. Check him out. Arthur Murray, Naperville Dance Studio. They're right by the Target off of 59, and then there's one in Oak Brook. So if you're in the city or out that way, a little bit further east of this area, check that out as well. James, always great to talk to you. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Monday again.
See you on Monday, kiddo. See you on Monday. Get your dance shoes on.
I know this is early. Yep, that's for sure. All right. Thanks, James, for being on the show. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, James. James Dutton from Arthur Murray, Naperville. He's just an amazing, amazing guy. What can I say? All right, we're moving on. We have a very special guest on the show. She is a songwriter, a Broadway star. You might have seen her. She is a native of Brooklyn, New York, and she currently resides in L.A. She's performed at Carnegie Hall, and she's going to be in our town this Friday night, the one and only Rosalind Kind, who's also the baby sister to Barbara Streisand. Good morning, Rosalind.
Good morning, Dolly. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, great. We're sitting here and we're talking to you. Would you believe we're in a van in the rain with buses driving by because we didn't want to miss your interview?
Oh, no. Are you in town already? Because it's raining here.
Oh, yeah. We're in town and it is raining. You got it.
Yeah, it is raining. So you're going to be performing at the beautiful Arcata Theater, Ron Onesti's Arcata Theater in St. Charles, right downtown St. Charles. And it's tomorrow night, right, at 8 o'clock?
Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, correct. So everybody
and
come on
down. And it's a cabaret
down.
Series.
Come on up. Which way are they going? Up
it's
or down?
Coming up.
Come on up.
Are you in a van? Are you in a van with Ron Onesti down by the river? Is that what you guys are doing?
You know, we're trying to fish out here in a certain arena. It's not working really well.
Hi, Ron. Ron Onesti, the one and only Ron Onesti from the Arcata Theater. Ron, good morning, and this is your first time on the show.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited, and I can't even tell you how excited I am to be with the lovely Rosalind Kind. Once you meet her, I just can't wait for you to meet her, because I'm telling you, she's beautiful on the outside, she's beautiful on the inside, the voice is amazing. I'm so excited to have her at my place tomorrow night. Really, I'm like a giddy little schoolgirl here, accompanying her on the interviews, and it's just been wonderful.
She is just, Rosalind, you are gorgeous. I was posting pictures of you on my Facebook and Twitter, and you're just absolutely stunning. Your career goes way back. You started when you were, how old?
To the dark ages. To the dark ages. I started in show business, actually. I signed with RCA before I graduated high school, and then I started making my first album the day I graduated high school.
You don't say. Wow.
Yeah,
I have to ask you.
I was saying that I graduated to Pomp and Circumstance at 9 a.m. and 12 noon. I was in RCA Studio D.
I bet that really did happen, too. We're laughing about it. I bet that really did happen. It's pretty funny.
It did.
You have sold out performances on Broadway, off-Broadway, and we are so thrilled to have you now here in our own backyard, St. Charles, Illinois, at the lovely Arcata Theater. Tell us about what the show is going to be like Friday night.
It's going to be great. It's a journey. I take everybody on a journey. You know, all your feelings will be touched. We just kind of build you up and let you down and build you up. You're never going to quite know where it's going, which I love. But it's a lot of fun, and talking with my audience, because I really enjoy my audience. I make part of my show. I keep it with them. If anything can happen in the moment, you know, and I like to have a lot of fun.
Now, do you have to be Jewish in order to be kibbutz?
No, you can be a goyim.
I've never been kibbutz.
Yeah, well,
not to be confused with kibbutz, which is a place to stay in Israel.
I haven't been there yet. Maybe this summer vacation, though.
So, Rosalind, is this like a variety show? Love, singing, dancing?
What do people expect?
I wouldn't, because
when I think variety show, I think Carol Burnett, Sullivan, you know. It's an all-around entertaining show. I am capable. I dance a little. I have some fun, and I sing. I sing up tunes, down tunes, story songs, funny songs, cute songs. I touch every emotion, you know. But mostly it's come on out and have some fun with me, with us.
It sounds like it's going to be a great show. Ron, really quickly, and then I'm going to go back and talk to Ron a little bit more. Ron, tell us how people can get tickets to this show? Are there still tickets available?
Yes, there's a few tickets, a few great seats available. As you know, there's not a bad seat in the house. And they can go to oshows.com. That's the letter O, shows.com. And we're having I'm calling it like a dull jazz weekend because, you know, we're able to also score another young lady by the name of Molly Ringwald, who's got a brand new jazz album and also star of those 80s movies, those Brat Pack movies. And,
yeah, so 16 Candles. That's Sam Gill. You're talking about Molly Ringwald from 16 Candles? I didn't know she was a
same
singer.
Yeah, she's on Saturday, and Rosalind's on Friday. So it's going to be quite the jam-packed jazz, variety, standard, pop, all kinds of great stuff weekend. And, again, you can go to our website. Our box office is open if you people are in downtown St. Charles or Geneva or in the area. But, you know, even if you at the last minute decide you want to come by, we'll find space for you. So make sure you come on down.
I remember Ron told me that a few months back, Pat Benatar was at the Arcata. I think it was sold out. And I called Ron.
Yep.
I got to get into this show. And what'd you do? You squeezed me and Gloria Bunce from Coffeekin County and my sister. And we all got squeezed in there. But it really wasn't squeezed. There's so many. It's a lot of room. It's a beautiful historic theater. The sound is awesome in there. And, Ron, my hat's off to you. You're bringing so many great names like Rosalind Kind, Molly Ringwald, people, this weekend. You're bringing so many great names and performers to this area and that beautiful historic theater. So my hat's off to you on that one. And now, Rosalind, let's get back to you. You also take a lot of pride in your work off the stage as well. I understand that you are an advocate of animal welfare issues and Alzheimer's disease awareness efforts. Tell us about some of these efforts that you do.
Well, you know, I'm available for charitable events. I because my mom had Alzheimer's in her last years, I got very sensitive to what is going on out there with people with Alzheimer's. And a few years ago, I went to a lovely facility in Columbus, Ohio, for people with Alzheimer's, because from my mom and going to see facilities when she was debilitated in that area, I hated what I saw and how the people with Alzheimer's were treated. And when I went to this facility in Columbus, it was so beautiful, and the people were treated with such dignity and respect. And I sang with them. I sang with the patients and with the rabbi with his guitar, and we had such fun. And you can see the lights going on in their eyes because the music brought back the memories. So, you know, which it did with my mom, too. So I know that music is such an important part of working with Alzheimer's patients, and mostly every patient, because music is a universal language of love. And they are really in need of being touched and loved and knowing that that's God. And the whole staff at this facility were wonderful, each and every patient. I really blew me away. And I sang with them in the morning, and in the afternoon I did a fundraiser for them. So it was a lovely, lovely thing. And it makes me feel good that I can go out there and help with these things. And animal rights. When I had to put down my little puppy, Joshy, years ago, I started taking whatever I would have put into Joshy, and I started sending all these charitable animal welfare places money in his name, you know, donations in my puppy's name. And some of them got to know me and wrote about me and Joshy in their magazines. And I'm very sensitive. I'm very sensitive to animals. As a matter of fact, when I'm on tour, I go to where I can see pet stores and stuff, and I fall in love with birds and every kind of puppy. That's what I do when I'm out of town and have nothing to do besides go to Walmart. But I'm on tour. But it fills my heart. It fills my heart. And, of course, children's charities, because they are our future. And very important. Very important that they are supported.
You know, my listeners are going to – I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about – have you ever sung with you? Well, obviously, you've sung with your sister. Have you guys ever collaborated on a project, or you have plans to do that in the future? What's it like to be the younger sister to Barbara Streisand?
It's like being a young sister. It's like being a baby sister. But Dolly, where were you a year ago this month? I was here with my sister in concert. I was a surprise guest. We did a duet.
Oh, no. I was living under a rock a year ago, I guess. How did I miss that? Were you at...
I don't know.
Were you at the Arcata? If you were at the Arcata, were you at the Arcata?
No, you're not. Yeah, oh, no, it was. It was Barbara Streisand and Roz McKay at the Arcata Theater. But Shelby opened his forum poem. And Frank Sinatra Sr. actually made it pop by...
Really? You don't say. Geez, someone lifts this rock off. Please.
Yes.
So we were here.
So, seriously, you probably get asked this all the time. What's it like to be Barbara Streisand?
United Airlines Center, yeah. Huh? Sorry,
you probably get asked this all. They're having a little party on the other end. They're in a band down by the river, people.
Come join us in the band.
Come on, I've got salami, cheese, and wine. It's only 10:00 in the morning, so...
Oh, my goodness. Ron, and remember, Ron, you're married to one of my dear friends from high school. The Aviator's
I know, but, you know, but we had this discussion last night, and I said, you know, Roswell's very beautiful. I mean, you know, that what was that movie that for $1 million you could, you know, be with somebody? Indecent Proposal.
Yes, Indecent Proposal.
My wife, I said, go get yourself a little something nice, and I'm going to hang out Roswell tonight. It really didn't fly very well, but I just gave it a shot.
Yeah, no, not from my dear friend, my friend Elena from Mother Garen High School on the northwest side of Chicago. She's my old Garen gal buddy. Married to Ron Onesti, the owner of the Arcata Theater. Look how far you have come, Ron.
Well, I paid it for the Dolly Show, so...
You know, I'm going to have to, next time when you're in town, Roslyn, you're going to have to come in the studio with Ron. You guys are just having way too much fun over there in a van down by the river.
So bring the salami and the bread and the wine.
Yes.
Okay, let me just ask you. I know people ask you this probably all the time, Roslyn, but you got to answer it on my show. People want to know, what is it like to be the younger sister, Barbara, and you are so successful in your own right, and did you grow up singing together, family parties?
Well, we were never the kind that really, our family didn't get together and do sing-alongs. It wasn't like that. But my sister taught me how to harmonize when I was a little girl on Row, 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 Your Boat. She used to sing around the house. Our mother sang. Our mother had a gorgeous voice. And I used to sing in those days to Davy Crockett on Walt Disney.
Really?
You remember Davy Crockett?
Yes.
Another wild frontier.
Yeah, he was the guy in the monkeys, wasn't he?
The coonskin cap.
Wait, blonde baby?
But no, because that's how young I was then. But it's incredible. And to tell you the truth, what is it like to be her sister? I am full of pride and love. I think she is the best ever. I think that when you got her, you've got the best in any venue, whether it be film, theater, recordings, concert. I am so proud of my big sister, and I'll shout it from the rooftop. I love her dearly. I love my whole family.
As they are a few, I'm sure.
That is so nice to hear. I have 8 sisters of my own. I don't think I would say that about them, but I think that's so nice for you. I'm just kidding. That is so sweet to hear. There's no drama, people. She loves her sister, and they both appreciate each other. And I have to say this. Do people tell you this? You sound like Barbara, your voice, and you probably sing better than her.
I'm not putting any medals on my chest. I think she's incredible, and I'm okay, too. I'll agree with you. But I love what I do, and that's what's important to me. I love to make people happy, and that's why I do what I do. You know,
and that's why you do it so wonderfully. And that's something that Jim Peter was just on the show earlier was talking about, you know, doing something that you love to do and making people happy. That's what it's all about, really.
All about it. Isn't that why it came into being?
Mm-hmm.
To make people get
now,
their troubles
through. Yep. So are you traveling all over the U.S.? We're having a little, can't hear there. There's too much noise in that van down by the river. Oh, did you hear that thunder? It's pouring out here, people. People listen to this show from all over the world, including I have listeners in Italy and in Springfield, Illinois. And the people in Italy are sitting along the beach bathing, and they're in those little shopping plazas or piazzas, they call it, and listening to the Dolly McCarthy show, and now they know it's pouring rain here. Rosalind Kind is going to be in town. You should come to America, come to St. Charles, Illinois, and listen to this woman. She's a beautiful woman, and it was so nice. So nice to talk to you. But like I said, next time you're in town, you got to come into the studio so we could really hear you. But I can't wait to hear your voice this weekend. The tickets are still available. Ron Onesti is standing by with the details on that. Ron, take it away. How do we get tickets?
OShows.com. That's letter O, shows.com. Mention the Dolly McCarthy show, and we will let you in.
Let you in. Did you hear that? You're in trouble. You don't have enough feet for all those listeners. Well, in that case,
thank
the party's going to be
so
out
much.
The street.
Wish you the best.
All right. Thanks for being on the show, Ron. Rosalind Kind, great to talk to you. She's at the Arcana Theater tomorrow night. The one and only Rosalind Kind. Thank you, guys.
Next time we'll come to the studio.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling in. And
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was quite a performance right there. Rosalind Kind and Ron Onesti, the Arcana Theater. Show tomorrow night. I'm going. I got to run over to Naples Settlement, stop by Oktoberfest first, and then I'm going to head over to the Arcana Theater. Anybody want to go? You get a free ticket. I got a caller on the phone. Who's this? This is the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Dolly.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tim Seaton. How are you?
Tim Seaton, how are you?
Yes.
We're Facebook friends. And I ran into you once. We were at I'm so good with names and faces. We were at Windy City Live last year about this time, didn't we? And we had lunch.
Oh, what
we
a great.
The prizes with lunch. Wasn't
that hilarious? It was wonderful. It was like being on The Price is Right, you know.
Right. How about it? But we didn't get a big car to take home. We had a big fat belly full of food from, I don't even remember the name of the restaurant. So, Tim, what are you up to today?
Well, I first of all, I go way back with Jim Peterick, and I just wanted to commend both of you for your charity work and what you do in the community. I mean, what a duo, both you guys on this morning talking and sharing some of your experiences. And what people don't know is that Jim does a lot behind the scenes in his studio with youth and also in the schools. So he has an excellent rapport with the youth, and I think kind of an iconic figure, both in the hit-making and the songwriting process. So my son, for instance, has always been intrigued with Jim and what he does, and I think it just has such a positive effect on our youth.
So Jim Peterick, he helped your son in some way or his school?
He never helped him, my son particularly. But he's helped so many other, young people through his studio, which he has studio tours and visits, and he also works in schools. And he also has a camp that he didn't discuss today, but it's like a Camp Rock or Camp Jam Rock, something like that. I should know.
Yes, I'm familiar with that, and I'm glad you mentioned that. We were running out of time with my call with Jim. I let him go. I could talk to that man for hours. He does so much in the community, but that's nice that you mentioned that. And so if you're interested in anything that Jim does, he just is amazing on and off the stage. And what he does off the stage, people don't see that. You know, and that goes to say about many people. You don't know what they're doing quietly and privately. Like Mother Teresa, small acts of kindness make all the difference. Isn't that what she said? She said something like that. I should get it right the next time I mention it. But thanks so much, Tim, for calling in. And you know what? Because you called in, you had a positive message, I want to give you two tickets to Oktoberfest. Are you going to be in town this weekend?
I will.
At Naples Settlement?
Thank you, yes.
Well, could you use two tickets? And
you know what?
Did you? Yeah.
I'm actually going to be leaving Saturday morning. I'm looking now. I've got to go to Sioux Falls, so I'm going to be out of town.
All right, we got to know your schedule. What are you doing tomorrow night, Tim?
Tomorrow night, nothing.
Well, you know
nothing.
You could go to Oktoberfest tomorrow night. I'm going to be there. I would love to see
okay.
you. Come on by, stop over, and I have two tickets at Will Call waiting for you there, okay? Just tell them.
That's awesome. And really, thanks again for all you do in the community.
Oh, likewise to you, Tim. And by the way, I don't know if you heard the interview just before I answered your call with Rosalind Kind and Ron Onesi at the Arcata Theater. If you want to go see Rosalind Kind at the Arcata Theater tomorrow night, you know, you can go up to the door and just say, Dolly sent me, and they'll let you right in. Did you know that?
I do now.
It's true. He said it.
That's awesome.
Ron's in trouble. I think the concert's going to be in the street, people. It's going to be in the street. All right. Thanks so much, Tim, for calling. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay. Great talking to you. And I love the show. And as a matter of fact, what a dynamic show today. It's awesome.
Oh, it was so fun. It's always fun. Thanks so much for calling in, Tim. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. My friend Tim Seaton. I know Tim from all around, you know, out and about in Naperville. You know, we've had a great show today, but you know, I like to end the show on a good note. We always bring you good topics to discuss and good people and positive energy. And now I have a special edition to the show. Right, Beth? We have a special edition. It is Michelle Linda. She is a speaker and a writer. And she used to be, she used to write articles for the Naperville Sun, for all the Naperville people listening. She used to write for the Naperville Sun, but many people don't know she is a doctor, and she not a doctor, I'll fix your heart kind of doctor, but she's a smart lady, put it that way. That's what a doctor is. And she's a writer and a speaker, and she is going to talk to us weekly. The segment is called Good Inspirations, because you know I like all things good, and Michelle has great messages she's going to bring us every week on the show. And before we get to Michelle, I want to just quickly let people know before the show ends that we're going to go a little bit over an hour today. But also, I've still got tickets to give away to Oktoberfest at Naper Settlement. So I want to say I'm not going to be able to answer all these calls coming in, but please go to my Facebook page, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter, and we will pick your name randomly from there so I can share those tickets with you for Oktoberfest. It's going to be a great time. You can go either Friday or Saturday, and I've got tickets for both nights. So please go to those Facebook pages, and we'll pick you randomly. We'll send you a message on Facebook, okay? Just got to say that to y'all. And if you're in St. Charles, the Arcata Theater, stop by to see Rosalind Kind tomorrow night. But now it's time to end the show on a good note, and my friend Michelle Lynn Gust, good inspirations, everybody. I got to have a drum roll or some special music, Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Beth just did a little drum roll on her laptop here. Isn't that hilarious? Well, we are ending the show on a good note with you, my friend. You're going to talk today about life transitions and the person that we truly want to be. I love this. And I love how we're going to talk about strengthening relationships and how we're going to live more meaningful lives. So how is your
We're going to do all of those things every week.
Every week.
Every week.
So
and I just wanted to point, I'm still writing for the Sun, so people can still catch me every Wednesday in the Sun.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Sorry, I missed that. My bad.
That's okay.
But you've
it's
also
a good
published. I have one of your books sitting right on my coffee table, my friend, Stories from the Water's Edge. You've published 8 books. You grew up in Naperville. You now live in New Mexico, but that's okay. Once a Napervillian, always a Napervillian. You can't take the Naper out of the girl.
No, you can't. You can't at all.
And I'm so impressed. Yeah. You speak all over the world. I think from knowing you, Michelle, and this is why I'm bringing you on the show, you just have so many positive messages and things that everyone can learn from and take away, little golden nuggets that we could give our listeners, and that's the goal here.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm really happy to be here, and having been listening to the show, it just – the messages I'm hearing from everybody else, like I really think what Jim Peterick said, making a living out of, you know, doing what you love, that is a huge thing. Because, and I believe everybody has that opportunity to do that. And I think what happens is we get so caught up in our lives. And so one of my things is when you're faced with some sort of a transition, which is usually a loss, that's your opportunity to go forward and really be who you want to be.
That is absolutely it. You are right about that. I love these positive messages we've been getting all throughout the show today. And Michelle just wrapped it up right there. You have a website, too. It's called, believe it or not, inspiredbymichelle.com. We tried to be original and creative here. So Michelle and I, we're kind of like chocolate and peanut butter. Our worlds are crashing together in a beautiful way.
They are. They are. They are.
Yeah.
And in an unexpected way.
And
actually, it was the Naperville Sun that brought us together.
Yes, it was. You wrote an article about me, and you were just about to leave to move to New Mexico, and you and I met at Starbucks on Jefferson. You wrote the article
in the rain,
about me,
I think.
Yeah, I think it was raining. It's raining now here. You should hear the thunder here. It's so cool. But I got the windows shut, but I still can hear it, but you can't really pick it up. But you remember how we were sitting there, and we were just talking, and I said, I really like this girl. In my head, I said, I really like this girl. I'd love to, you know, have coffee with her again. I could see her as one of my girlfriends. And I think you were thinking the same thing. And we together like every week. And we don't know the same people. But what we took away from each other was we didn't gossip. Not that I like to do that anyway. I don't like that. But it was a very positive, meaningful conversation that we had. And I thought when you moved away, I was so sad. And I thought I would lose touch. We haven't. We talk weekly now, at least weekly, maybe more. We text a lot. And I just had to have you as part of this show because you have always been positive and uplifting for me. And that's the goal that I want in this show. And I love the fact that I've got a contributor, Michelle Lynn Gust. So check out her website, inspiredbymichelle.com, and get familiar with her. And, boy, we're going to get a treat every week. From Michelle, I brought in the good, and she brought in the inspiration, and we merged together, like I said, peanut butter and chocolate, like that famous candy bar out there. Yeah.
That's us.
Oh, Dolly. You know that about me. I get a little silly in the morning. You should see me. I'm in rear form at night, but that's another time. We may do an evening show someday. But what is something that we can leave our listeners with, Michelle, from you?
Well, I think there's two things that listening to you, just two things that you've just listening to you in about the last minute or so or whatever it's been. One is the laughter. And, I mean, obviously these have been things throughout the show, but the importance of laughter because life, you know, what we can't control is what happens to us, but we can control our reaction. And laughter can make a huge difference because I think laughter also, I believe it helps us be grateful because a lot of life is being grateful for what we do have. We forget. We get caught up in the bad stuff and, you know, woe is me, this has happened to me. But the more grateful we are, the more good things happen. And the other thing is that the importance of connection. I mean, look at you and I. Like you said, I remember I was packing up my house and we were meeting and, you, and I thought the same thing. I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm going back to New Mexico. I grew up in Naperville, been here, went back to Naperville, and I came back. And I was thinking the same thing here. I'm not, you know, this friend I'm just making as I'm leaving. But then there was a part of me that thought, clearly there's a reason we were brought together. Our friendship was formed, and I think we're really starting to see that. It's been about 6 months now. But the importance of connection, because life is about connecting to people. Most of my work has been in suicide. And that's a huge piece of it, is that the more we connect with people and finding people are supportive of us and what we want to do, that can make all the difference in the world.
Oh, you are so right about that. And now you did mention, let's bring this up to so that our listeners know some of your background too. You talked about your work in suicide. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, but my sister
morphed into this.
Right. I grew up in Naperville. My family moved there when I was 4, and I lost my younger sister to suicide in 1993 in Naperville. And I ended up writing a book for sibling survivors of suicide, which ultimately launched everything that I have done. And it led to, I ended up getting a PhD. I've written multiple books on suicide. Not all of them are on suicide. There won't be any future books on suicide because I'm doing other things. And I've been very lucky. I've had opportunities to travel the world and speak and meet people. And, I mean, what more could I ask for? And I have a strong sense that my sister's still with me, and I've had other losses since then. But one thing that happened several years ago as I was coming up on the 20th anniversary was I realized that it was really time for me to do other things. And what really struck me was that I was 21 when my sister died, and there were parts of me that basically got cut off by that death. And what I started to see was they were coming back. And I'll give one example, and that's that I really wanted, in high school, I thought surfing was the coolest thing in the world, but, you know, it was the 80s. Girls didn't surf, and we lived in Chicago. You know, Chicago suburbs of Naperville, where were you going to surf? And I actually took surfing lessons 2 years ago, and it has made a huge change in my life, multiple things. And so I started to see these parts of my life that had stopped come back. Another one was the Naperville Sun. I had an opportunity to do it like a student internship at the Sun when you're in college. And honestly, I didn't have a driver's license at the time, so I didn't get it. But then I had this opportunity a year ago to write a weekly column on good causes for the Sun. So I'm seeing all these things that happen. So now I feel like this is truly who I'm supposed to be. And I've had all these opportunities along the way, and I'm bringing everything together to really use it to really help people be, like, you know, as you said, be who we're supposed to be, to live meaningful lives. And, you know, how do we do that? A lot of people just don't know how to do that. And sometimes you just need someone to say, hey, this is how you do it. It's not that hard. And you can have what you want.
And listening to you, you're not just someone that's speaking. You definitely have been through the dark hallways, you know, the trenches, as I've called it myself, you know, and crawled your way back up to happiness. Would you say you're... through all the losses and hardships that you've been in, that you've gone through in your life, and many people go through this, but sometimes you'll end up bitter and angry. How do you feel that you've turned out, and how has that process, the process been for you, the journey?
I think there were parts, there were things that have been harder to not be bitter and angry about, but I always come back to, and I think living here in New Mexico, I came here when I was 22 for graduate school. I mean, it's a beautiful sunny fall day like they all are here. And there's something about that. I would take one of my dogs out for a walk in the morning, and the sun comes up over the mountains. And there's something about that, despite the darkness of the night, when that sun comes up over those mountains, it's like a brand new day. And it's like, I always think of when I was a high school teacher at one time, and this is when we still had chalkboards, and every once in a while the custodians, you come in the next morning, the chalkboards would be washed clean. Mm-hmm. It's like a brand new slate for the next day. Mm-hmm. And there's always just been this fire that has burned inside me. And I think that goes back to so many dreams that I had, and they came about when I was 13. I just had all these dreams, these things I wanted to do, especially about writing. I knew I was going to be a writer since I was 6. And so that dream is always burned. So despite everything that happened to me and there were setbacks along the way, I still believed. And I just continue to go forward because that fire just continues to burn.
I love that. I love that about the sun coming up and the chalkboard. It's, you know, everybody, Michelle, that's such a great message. Every day is
Thank
a
you.
New day. It's a chance to rewrite your story if you're not happy with what happened the day before. And as a parent, this is something that I say, I might have messed up yesterday, but I have a whole new day to be a happy voice in my children's lives and to make a difference to the people that I love and new people that I meet. My kids are always like, Mom, you talk to everybody. We're just going to get milk at the store, and it's like a 25-minute ordeal, you know. You got to talk to her. Well, I don't know. It's just something in me. You know, and I think that people, you know, do it in different ways, and that's just one of the ways I do it. I just find
I do
joy
that too.
In, yeah, I mean, life's too short. You don't want to just say, excuse mm-hmm. me, and grab the butter, you know. You
well,
could say,
and
hey,
people appreciate,
that,
you never you never know what kind of difference you're going to make in someone's day by smiling at someone. That can make all the difference in someone's day.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I just getting back to your message, your journey, the journey is what brought you to this point. But, you know, I am just thrilled to have you with all of your experiences and the journey that you've been and now where you're at now. And there's still bumps in the road. Michelle and I talk, and we have bumps in the road. We talk about them. But overall, I think you and I are both at a place where we realize every day is a new day, and we have to stay positive. And it's not
Absolutely.
A fully positive. It's it's just one of those things that life is too precious, and you learn that. I learned that from in my late 20s, early 30s. I had a friend who died really overnight, found out he had skin cancer, and within 45 days he was gone. And it was just shocking. He was a young man. And, you know, who dies of skin cancer, you know? And you, your sister, I mean, just dealing with the loss of your sister and the suicide of your sister, you realize that life is just too precious. And you don't have to go through this to realize it, but I think for those that have, it's more purposeful and real. I don't know what's... Help me out, Michelle. You're the expert. You're the PhD
You're absolutely right. It is more purposeful, and that doesn't mean you can't get purpose from somewhere else, but it does.
Yeah.
You know, I was 21 when it happened, and it definitely left me with a sense that I really thought that life was unlimited, that it left me a sense that life is too short, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect about it, but I'm doing a much better job of making the most of every day. Of course, it can go the other way, too, where you live in a little bit of a fear of that there is no tomorrow. So it's so much of life is about balance, and it's finding yourself constantly coming back to the middle and making sure you're balanced. Because I think of things like the good towels and the china. You know, we have a tendency not to use those things, to save them for special occasions. And then I know I had a friend who was sick, who was dying of cancer, and I had brought her some chocolate back from Washington, D.C., more because it just had the little, you know, the monuments and all those things on it. When she died, I was in with the hospice where she stayed, and it was in a drawer. And I said, why didn't she eat these? And her daughter said, well, she was saving them for a special occasion. And so I believe in using the good towels and using the china every day, because life is too short, and we need to enjoy those things. And it's those little things in life that make life what it is. And I just want to point out one of the things that I know it's raining there, and I said the sun is shining brightly here, but there's a lot of healing in rain, too. And it's after that storm passes, but there's so much healing that comes in rain. And so no matter what we're experiencing, there's something to be grateful in it somewhere.
We'll take that. Even though I was kind of hoping for another day along the prairie path, another beautiful bike ride along the prairie path.
But you'll get one. You'll get one.
We'll get one. It's coming. It'll come, right? Like you said.
Right.
But you know what? I just a comment about the rain. I told Beth when she came over to the studio today, I said, you know, I just love a day where it's raining in the morning, and then because you can light a candle and just be you, be with yourself. And this is what I'm doing. This is what I was doing right after the breakfast. I had 20 minutes just to be alone by myself. I lit a candle and thinking about the show. I'm also thinking about what I was so grateful for. A dear friend came over yesterday afternoon and gave me a hug and just came for a visit, and just grateful for moments like this. And this was just, it was just a quiet moment. No, I didn't have the windows open. No, I didn't hear the dogs barking out there. I didn't see any birds running around. You're just with yourself. And sometimes mornings like this are good, you know. If I say, you know,
absolutely,
one more time, I'm going to shoot myself. But that's why I brought Michelle along, because I know you're going to bring so much positive energy and messages to my listeners, and that's my goal every week. I want to do that. I want to spread the good news. Life is good, and we're all in this roller coaster ride together, and let's have fun with it and laugh. Michelle and I talked about this yesterday. We could cry as much as we're laughing, but we choose
to
laugh, and it's more fun that way. So choose laughter, choose love, you know, right? Oh, my God, I'm getting deep this morning, but I love it. But I love it, and I felt so much love, I have to say, this morning when I went to that Casa breakfast, that superheroes breakfast, all those people in the room, advocates and fighters, police officers, judges, volunteers, all there, and the co-founder of CASA, Kane County, all there because they love kids and they want to help children. And I felt so much love in that room. And, you know, the other message too, Michelle, is get involved, volunteer. If you're sad, you're depressed, if you're not volunteering, do it.
It's really a connection
makes
to others
in your life.
It's absolutely, and that's like I said, that whole thing about you smile at someone, you never know the difference it can make. It's the same thing that if you, what I tell people, I run a group for divorced and separated women here in Albuquerque, and what I tell them, it's about doing something for yourselves, because a lot of women, the group is specifically for women right now, women have a tendency not to. They're doing so much for others. So it's like, what are you going to do for yourself? But it's also, what are you going to do for others that's meaningful, and looking for some sort of outlet like that. So absolutely, that is a huge piece. There's so many ways you can help people, and people are so grateful for that help. It makes you feel good.
Well, I'm grateful. I am grateful for you, my friend, and I'm grateful that you're now going to be a contributor on the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's a brand new segment called Good Inspirations. Michelle Lynn Guss, you can check out her Facebook page. And you're on Twitter, too. And why don't you give us all those addresses so people can write it down?
On Facebook, as a friend of mine said, she said I made it too easy. It's just Michelle Lynn Guss. So it's LINN-GUST. And for Twitter, I think if you just put in Michelle Lynn Guss, I come up, and then the website's inspiredbymichelle.com. And there's links to Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and everything from the website as well.
Okay. Michelle, every week we'll be talking about how we can live the most meaningful life possible. So don't want to miss her segment. It's going to be near the end of the show, because we always want to end the show on a positive note, and I thought Michelle would be perfect for that. So thanks, my friend, for being on the show this morning. It was great talking to you. Got my inspiration today. And it's been good inspirations. We need some music, like, to open and end this little segment, don't we? Maybe I should throw James Brown on again. It comes out at the end of the show. All right. Thanks so much, Michelle.
All right. Listen,
we'll talk to you next week.
That's right. Enjoy the rain.
All right. Thank you. I want to thank all my good guests this week. Michelle Lynn Guss, Rosalind Kind, who's going to be at the Arcata tomorrow night. Ron Onesti, the owner of the Arcata. Check that out. And James Dutton from Arthur Murray Dance Studio. And Mr. Jim Peterick, Ides of March, Survivor, Hold On Loosely, Eye of the Tiger. Wasn't that great? We had a great show today. So much fun. Thank you all for coming on. And thanks to all the listeners for tuning in and listening. And hey, by the way, if you haven't already done so, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter, please. And don't forget to go on Twitter and Facebook and let me know if you want tickets to Oktoberfest this weekend in Naperville, at Naperville Settlement. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Naper Settlement and the Oktoberfest event, so check them out. I'm Dolly McCarthy. I hope you'll come back and listen in next week for another hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine.